Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Rob Grady's here. Robert Grady is president of the Grady Company. He's an award-winning copywriter, a syndicated columnist, the author of a bunch of books on how to put your best foot forward in the marketplace. And he's been a great member of our Brain Trust now for over 7 years. He's our good friend, Rob. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Always good to be here.
Good to have you back. Rob, I was telling the audience that regardless, you know, I grew up in the old school marketing era when your ad copy, literally, you were going to see it in a print publication somewhere. You might hear it on the radio. You might see it on television. But it was pretty much, you know, not that many different places to put your words. But even whether it was then or now, when you got all kinds of digital opportunity, the words still matter, don't they?
Well, the media change, okay? They're always going to change. It's the message that you're trying to convey. You want to have consistency across all media. It doesn't matter whether it's digital or hold it in your hands or watch it on your television or listen to it on the radio. Broadcast, print, digital, doesn't matter. You have to have a consistent message. Mm-hmm. And so you're right. The brand copy has to be consistent across all media. And you still have to stop your potential customer in his or her tracks and make them pay attention.
Mm-hmm. And you do that. You do that with words. And so having the person who's got command of the language, who understands words that get attention, that inspire, attract people, it's important to have that kind of help in your advertising strategy.
You need to have copy that makes people take action. There are those people that write flowery prose and all sorts of wonderful copy that explains things, and people yawn and nobody reads your ad and nobody takes action. It's mm-hmm. important that you get advertising that makes people do something. And the way you start with that, I condensed it all into 10 simple rules. I call them my 10 commandments of good copywriting. And the first one is you got to start with a good headline, because 5 times as many people read the headline as ever read your body copy. So you've got, you know, that much of your money, 80% of your money is literally spent writing the headline. You got to get people to actually read your headline. And there are some words that really help with that. There's I know they seem like cliches, but announcing and, I don't know, there's a whole list of them I've got in the
reveal. Reveal is a great word. That's a very powerful word. If you can work in reveal or somehow or join or free. Free is a big word too, isn't it?
Yeah, the truth about and compare this and compare that. Miracle, how to do this or suddenly. Words like that, I know they seem trite, but they're tried and true.
They're compelling.
People will read your headline if you mm-hmm. put those kinds of words in it.
I said, before you got here, I said you should cluck over every letter, every word, every letter, every comma. In your ad copy, because there's not that many of them in an ad. You don't use that many words. You need to cluck over every one of them, don't you?
Well, yeah, because that comes to my second rule. Make sure your copy is interesting. I always tell people that the best way to sell something is imagine that you're sitting at a bar stool and the woman next to you suddenly says, "Hey, I'm thinking of buying a new Gimcrack. Which one would you recommend?" And then you tell her. And you don't have to use flowery language, and you don't have to have complete sentences,
right?
The way your high school English teacher taught you. People don't talk like that, so you don't need to sell your product like that. Just sit there and tell her what is good about your product and why it's better than the competition. And 9 times out of 10, you'll have convincing ad copy, and you'll be able to sell your product.
Is the best ad copy, though, also where it shows some kind of relevance to them, something that when they read it, they say, "Hey, this will matter to me."
Exactly, because you got to sell that primary benefit. Too many people talk about, "Oh, I've got this great feature of my in my product." Okay, whatever that bell or that whistle might be, but I don't care about your bell and whistle. I want to know what your bell or your whistle does for me.
Yeah.
So that's the third rule, is sell that primary benefit. You better sell it in the first 50 words, because after that, readership drops off dramatically. Whether it's print, broadcast, doesn't matter. It drops off dramatically. So sell that primary
and
benefit.
Doesn't some allusion to that benefit need to be in the first 5 or 6 words?
Absolutely. You've got to tell me, I don't care if you've been in business since 1910, or you've got a state-of-the-art, which I hate those words, but if you've got a state-of-the-art this or that, tell me what it does for me. I've got to know why it's a benefit to me. Not that you happen to have it. What does it do for me? And do it very quickly in the first couple of words, because you may not get another chance. People don't read that much of the copy unless it interests them. So the other thing
think people do. I think they read the first few words, then they look at the picture, and if they're still attracted, and if you've really caught them at the right moment, then they'll come back and read the rest of it. But they won't do it all at once. They won't read 30 words before they decide if you're interesting or not.
I think that's probably true. I can't tell you. I've seen research on it. I just know that readership really drops off after about the first 50 words.
Yeah.
That's what our research has shown. Mm-hmm. So you've got about that 50 words, which typically takes about 20 seconds, 25 seconds to read, to be able to sell me. And it better be that primary benefit, and it better be fast. The other thing I would say is, your ads should sell only one thing. Don't tell me it's got a great this and a great that, because I won't know which one I want to buy it for, or even if I want to buy it at all, because if it's got two great things, you're going to confuse me. Tell me one thing and sell only one thing. If it's low price, sell me on the low price. If it's great service, tell me on great service. If it's good quality, sell me on great quality. But don't try and tell me all three.
Focus.
I'll be confused.
Focus.
Yeah, focus on one thing and do it fast.
All right.
Rule number 5 is use lots of facts. I always tell people, the more facts you can stick into your copy, the more I'm going to believe
you. What's an example of a fact?
You know, at 88 miles an hour, the loudest noise in your new Rolls Royce is going to be the clock.
The average tenure of our employees is 28 years.
I don't know if that's a benefit, but I got to tell you, it is a fact.
It is for me.
It is a fact.
Quick break, right back with our good friend Rob Grady. After the break, we'll talk some more about his 10 rules for good advertising copy. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.